The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I'm glad you're following me into the great outdoors. Sometimes it's hard to follow me between where I'm at, where I'm going, where I came from, and who knows what. But I want to say thank you to everyone who participated last week in the Constellation Fishing for a Cure. We raised over $77,000. $77,000 we raised. And it's a one-day tournament, but there's a lot of things that go on throughout the year that helped raise the money, and the companies and sponsors and everybody that did so much. I want to thank our good friends at St. Croix for giving us a couple special rods that we gave away that day. Everybody was pretty excited about that, let me tell you. And and of course, the $10,000 that was given away as prize money. It was a hot one. Ooh, baby, was it a hot one. But it's okay. We had a great time. I mean, the kids with their catfish tournament, it was so great, and they were stocking catfish that were almost 2 feet long. They were, and some of them I think were bigger than that. I think one was caught was 28 inches. But, I mean, it was really so much fun. I just laughed, and it's back to the adults, back to the kids, back to the adults. It was just a perfect day, and thank you to everyone at Constellation for helping us and everybody who participated in this great event for the charity. It was, and make sure you mark your calendar. You want to be part of it next year. Hopefully we'll get an open date that'll be in May, and it'll be a little bit cooler outside. A couple of things. You know what's going on this weekend, too, before I want to make sure I tell everybody about? It's going to be Free Fishing Weekend in Michigan. That's right. It's Free Fishing Weekend in Michigan, so everybody who can get out there and have some fun, it's the 10th and the 11th, today and tomorrow. So, hey, that sounds like a good time. I think everybody should go check it out, have some fun, be part of the great outdoors this weekend. Sounds good to me. And then I think they're doing some fishing program at Bass Pro Shops at all the stores this weekend. You may want to check that out, too, with the kids. That'll be a lot of fun. But there's all kinds of things we need. I mean, it's hot. Yes, it's hot. And there's a lot of ticks out there. Make sure you spray your clothes down with Promethean before you put them on and let it dry, okay? But you have to really be careful. And the fires that out east that have now turned that sky orange in New York. We even had problems here with the smoke. Thank God it wasn't that bad, but it was ugly. That smoke and stuff from those fires from Canada are really messing up a lot of things. And this extended heat is also going to put a very big stress. You may see some fish kills because the heat in these nutrient-rich lakes with a lot of algae and nitrogen and stuff, you're going to wind up having oxygen being absorbed, and fish that have spawned. Spawning is really hard on fish, guys and girls. It's just tough, and you'll have fish that'll spawn and then die, and it's not anything else except the natural cycle. Well, you know, but you got to be careful. But that oxygen lakes that have water running into it or have an aerator on it are the best to keep those fish healthy. But if it's just a small pond, it could. We need rain, wind, and cooler temperatures a little bit to refresh all of our fish in the great outdoors that we have out there. Let's got to remember all of this, everybody. Yeah. You know, we're seeing Captain Tony's going to be coming on in a little bit to talk about salmon fishing there. We're getting a lot of reports of crappies and bass from so many lakes in Illinois. We'll try to cover that a little bit later in the show, along with the Aiden Fishing Report. But, remember, we've been on for 25 years on ESPN. That's right, 25 years. Chauncey's been on ESPN Radio, and we're very grateful to our listeners, our sponsors, the station itself for realizing the value of the great outdoors on their station, and you people who support the station in doing that. Well, on today's show, we've got Captain Tony coming on, Diamond Ghost Charters, with his latest report in Lake Michigan. Dan Johnson from St. Croix is going to be telling us all about the cool stuff and specials, the seminars, the raffle drawings that they're having at their big event in Park Falls, Wisconsin at the store next weekend. Next weekend. Customer Appreciation Day, June 17th. Then we're going to have Jim Linder on, who is from the In Fisherman and the operation, and you've seen him on television and podcasts and everything else. He's a pedigree Linder. From the pedigree family of fishermen, the Linders, yes, you know who I'm talking about. And did you know they got their start on the northwest side of Chicago? That's right, yeah. His dad and his uncle, both of them came from the northwest side of Chicago, so let's not forget that. So lots of good stuff coming on today's show. Kick back, relax, pour yourself a cup of coffee, a little sody pop, whatever sounds good to you. Now let's hear from the one and only Captain Tony out somewhere on the big pond. Tony, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, Chauncey. A lot is happening out here. You know, we had that cold front that slipped through here again. Some nasty weather, you know, out on the lake, big waves and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. It's all settling down now, and the cohos are actually restaging, and we're seeing a lot of cohos again, a few rainbows, a few kings mixed in there, but otherwise, we're still starting to see our cohos regroup for June here.
That's good to hear, because a lot of times those June cohos start picking up some meat on them, too.
Oh, yeah. They're an eating machine. They just eat, poop, eat, and eat again.
And poop again, right.
You know, and the big key factor is, you know, we're catching them, and they're stuffed, and they're digesting. So it seems like they want to keep their guts full of alewives or mm-hmm. gobies or flies, whatever they're eating, they're just stuffing themselves with.
Yeah, that's why your green tinsel flies it's a sparkly green tinsel fly. A lot of bugs that are that these salmon are eating are those. They got black and they're green and they're sparkly, and they're zeroing in on those small flies with a treble hook, aren't they?
Right. Yeah, we're still using peanuts. Still with the double odd Dodgers. Mm-hmm. We did move up to some half cuts and some riggers, some bigger baits, bigger blades with bigger flies, 4-inch mm-hmm. flies they're attacking too. Some of the alewives in them are humongous, you know, some really large alewives that have been getting eaten by these cohos, you know, so don't be scared to run a 4-inch fly.
Yeah, that's true, because they might be picking them up. Now, you said you picked up a couple of steelhead.
Yeah, again, basically on half-cut flies. I went old school one day. I threw a blue and silver out there on a yellow bird, and I tell you what, he was my best fly up until the other day. But, you know, give it a shot. You know, sometimes that old school fly works.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And then there's still a few spoons that have been taken steelhead, too.
Oh, okay.
You know, so variations on different spoons and flies, so mm-hmm. you find a program that works.
And that's one of the reasons I like Captain Tony. First of all, he's a full-time charter captain on Lake Michigan. There's not a whole lot of them that are full-time. And, you know, he's tuned into, okay, you know, this time of the day, those steelhead and stuff might be skimming this just under the surface, looking for some bugs on the surface. And they're boom, 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 boom. You know, or you're looking a little bit deeper, or you got to work the yellowbirds out. I mean, that's why Tony never stops moving on the boat. I'm going to tell you this right now. You get tired watching him.
Well, you know, especially if it's not happening, you know, you got to figure it out. But you don't want to change too much. If you have a program that has been working, you know, stick with it. Do a couple rods. Do some variations.
Cool.
Change the flies. Change the spoons. I dropped out the two yellow birds, and I went to 10-color lead, and I went to 7-color lead, and they're both catching fish.
Cool.
Of course, I'm not in 22 feet of water with them. Them lead, so I'm out beyond 60 feet of water.
Exactly. Once again, everybody, Diamond Ghost Charters, Captain Tony Bovenzio, he does 6-person charters, 4-person, and 2-person charters, if you'd like. So, I mean, depending on your size of your crowd, you know, he can adjust up and adjust down. So that's another great point about Captain Tony. He wants as many people he can to get out there and enjoy the salmon fishing. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you to book a trip, what did they do?
I would call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741. You can also text me, leave a text message. If I don't get back to you right away, of course I'm fishing, and I will get back to you.
And what do we yell on Captain Tony's?
Fish on.
That's right. Fish on. Get the rod. Get the rod. Get the rod. Get the net. Get the rod. Get the net.
There you go.
And if there's more than 3 rods going, God help you. That's all I'm going to tell you, folks.
There you go.
All right, Tony. Thanks so much for calling in.
All right, guys. Be safe out there and good fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine for only $14.95. Big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know the Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. They're new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Nature is calling. No, not that way. Fishing, hunting, hiking, you know, nature. Chauncey's Great Outdoors, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 and available on demand on the ESPN Chicago app.
Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
It started out just like any other cast.
Except this time you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
The Dragomar Reel was smoking monster bass. Please don't break my line.
The summer's coming up over my favorite little bay. Little did I know, today would be the day.
Monster bass.
Why you wanna put up such a fight?
Monster bass.
I'm gonna fry you up tonight.
Monster bass. Please don't break.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone we have from the great north of Wisconsin, Park Falls, Wisconsin actually, we have Ryan Teach. Ryan, how are you, my friend?
Good, Chauncey. I'm doing real good today.
Ryan, everyone, is the brand manager and for one of the biggest events in the North Woods, and actually should be everywhere in the Midwest. You ought to go take a ride up here. But the St. Croix Rod Company is putting on a customer appreciation day. And what is going on in that building that day, Ryan?
Oh, man, I tell you, this is known as one of the Midwest premier fishing events when we do this every year. And this is even special because this is 75 years for us in business. And this is where we will celebrate it the 17th of June here at our home, Park Falls. And what you're going to see is we're going to release some limited edition rods that'll be for sale. There's only going to be 100 of each of them, but they come with an authenticating letter. We are going to give away 75 rods. We've got a casting pond with instructions for both bait casting. If you're a little new or a little hesitant to use a bait caster, we've got some people that will walk you right through it. Fly rods, learn how to cast the fly rod. If you are not fly fishing, everybody needs to give that a try at some point in time. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we'll have retired rods on sale. But the main one is one of the events that I kind of oversee, and that's our seminar tent. St. Croix has always been and will always be about providing the angler the upper hand on the water. You're going to hear us say that numerous times, and it really is something that we live by. And one of those ways of helping you have more success on the water is through education, and we have a stacked lineup of presenters this year.
Generally, it's the who's who in the fishing world, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's the who's who, but it's actually just the really good people. You know, the people that are not afraid to share what they're doing on the water. Now, you're going to be able to see it live here, or we're also streaming them online, but you're going to be able to listen to Jason Helfen. Jason Helfen is the unofficial official voice of Hummingbird Electronics. Just type in Jason Helfen on YouTube and go on. He is an absolute expert on anything that is Hummingbird related. So if you ever want to get the most out of your Helix, your Solix, your Apex unit, go on, listen to Jason. But he's going to be on stage right away in the morning, which is at 8 to 9, 10 time slot. He's also going to have his boat here, so I mean he can help you with your Hummingbird crazy questions, your setting questions. If you're just getting into Mega Live, he can help you with that. We follow that up with Steve Heiting. Steve, retired now, member of the Angling Hall of Fame, but retired from Muskie Hunter, still very active angler. He's going to do his seminar on muskies in the summer. Then we go into Todd Wynn. Todd is a prolific social media angler, but really one of the experts on Sturgeon Bay in regards to smallmouth. Todd is also is part owner of a resort over there, and his whole crew has just really broken down Sturgeon Bay smallmouth to an absolute science, and they'll be presenting on it. The other one, Brian Brosdahl, he is in the 11 o'clock to noon position. He's going to talk about a really unconventional way of catching walleyes, and that's taking a tactic from the bass anglers and drop-shotting for walleyes. And Brian is both a live bait angler and an artificial bait angler for walleyes. He'll be probably one of the most attended seminars there. He's a polarizing character, both from ice fishing to open water. Him and Heather, fantastic duo for the fishing industry in general. We changed that up from the noon to 1 o'clock. It's Joel Nelson. Joel is a contributing writer to a number of publications. He's going to be talking about tools and tactics for better pan fishing. Now, if you're aware of some of the rods we've released in the last few years, specifically Abbott Series Panfish, and then in 2023, and then Panfish Series in 2022, you'll notice that we added a 7.3 medium light extra fast panfish rod to both of those series. And that is because of Joel. So Joel is a big panfish, absolute expert. He's obsessed with fishing and jig trolling for really big bluegills with big equipment, almost equipment that you would use for bass fishing. Now, we got two more of them left, two more seminars in the afternoon. One to two is the Linder family. So Jeremy Smith will be here, Al Linder, James Linder will be here. They are absolute rock stars when it comes to closing this out. They'll be talking about everything from muskies to jigging with walleyes, with hair jigs, and they're going to talk about James Linder is actually going to finish off that group, talking about his experience with bass fishing. The Linders are a wealth of knowledge. Fantastic family, royalty in the Midwest in regards to fishing. Great partners with St. Croix. They helped me personally with a bunch of rod development. Just a really good group of people. To finish it off, they'll be answering questions afterwards for about an hour or two, and then going on after them between two and three as we finish the seminars off. Joe Booker, Hall of Fame angler, need I say more when it comes to the muskie community? Now, he does winter now down in Florida, which I don't blame him at all for, especially as long. I mean, we had snow up here 3 weeks ago, but I will assure anybody coming, it has melted finally from our parking lot. But Joe is going to talk about going long and light, specifically with something he kind of pioneered, and that was fishing light tackle for muskies, not just small, you know, 30-inch or less fish, talking about big fish when things get high-pressured, when we get, you know, the wispy bluebird skies or you get the fishing pressures around the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's found a way to really crack the code with light lures and applications for those fish.
Is Joe bringing his guitar?
You know, I've asked Joe. I don't think Joe goes anywhere without his guitar.
Ooh,
I don't think people really know that about Joe, that he is, he's like one of the highest regarded blues players,
yes,
really, that in the U.S. It's amazing. But he's not going on stage this year. We don't have the concert this year. But Joe is, I'd be very surprised if Joe doesn't, you know, whip out the guitar at some point in time and play a riff.
And, you know, you mentioned the Linders are coming. I mean, and all the other names. I'm sitting here writing them down. I'm going, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. Oh my. Every one of them is a great speaker, a great educator, and, you mm-hmm. know, can relate to every person that walks in the door to, you know, listen to a seminar or to go look at rods. When you said the 7-9 bluegill rod, I tell people, I says, you know what? Yes, you started out bluegill fishing, then you went to bass and walleye and pike and muskie. Go back to your roots and, you know, go out with a light rod and have some fun catching bluegills. You might even forget about going bass fishing a little bit, you know.
Absolutely. And this whole trend that is kind of way underneath the radar of these absolute giant bluegills, the really dark ones you mm-hmm. see with the big giant foreheads, this trend that is brewing. You know, it's a trend that nobody talks about because everybody wants to keep their lakes themselves. But Joel, the one that's going to present on this, really started that pioneering of using big baits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I shouldn't say big baits, just heavier tackle for bluegills using your electronics. But I tell you what, people are going back to their roots. They're doing exactly what you just said and rediscovering kind of this love with bluegills, but doing it in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fishing live sonar for bluegills, or throwing swim baits for bluegills, or big rods. They're doing it in their own way again. It's all mm-hmm. not about a wax swim and a bobber. You can do it any way you want.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, many years ago I was fishing literally a culvert that went under the road as it goes into a lake. And I'm sitting there with a light rod, and I'm catching, I got a wax worm and a small hook and a jig, and I'm catching this bluegill. I thought it was the same bluegill for a while. It was such a little guy. And a guy comes up to me, and he says, "Are you Chauncey?" And I go, "Yeah, are you a process server?" He goes, "No." I said, "Well, then I'm Chauncey. You know, I have a seat, you know?" And he said, "Well, why are you doing it here?" And I go, "You know, you got a rod in your car?" "Yeah." So he comes over, I give him a little hook, we sat there. And then we were both catching fish, so I know it wasn't the same bluegill. And he goes, "This is fun." I go, "Yes." And the fish was only 3 inches long. This is a lot of fun. And this is what people need to do. You mentioned the Linders. Now, you know, Jim, he was born in Minnesota, you know, so we won't count him. But Al, he's a Chicago, him and his brother were Chicago boys, Notre Dame Parish on the north side of Chicago. And, you know, they cut their teeth on the Chain of Lakes. So this is a guy who came from the same area, probably ate hot dogs in the same from the same places that we did, you know, up on the north side. And, you know, so people, there's something you can also relate to. And if you get Al a little comfortable, you hear the Chicago come out of him.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with you on that one.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much. And that's just the seminar. And that, what time is the first one? Does it start, Brian?
8.
8 a.m.
We start at 8. I mean, we've got food, you know, at obviously no charge, but we've got food. So you could eat and sit in a seminar chair from 8 to 3 all on us.
See, this is dangerous for me. This is a dangerous thing for me. I'm going to get a nice, comfortable cushion, and I'm going to put it underneath me, and I'm going to listen to every one of these guys because I know I can learn something from them. And, you know, you mentioned the rods and stuff that St. Croix is going to have on sale. You know, if you got a special rod with a certificate of authenticity, I don't know if I'd want to use it. I might have to put it on the wall.
Yeah, this is definitely going to go fast. I mean, there's only going to be 100 of every model, so there's 100... and they're all from the Legend Elite family. So mm-hmm. There's 100 Legend Elite panfish, there's 100 Legend Elite muskie, and then your spinning and casting rods. But yeah, there's already been people that have asked, hey, can I reserve one? Nope, they're all going to go on sale at the exact same time,
mm-hmm.
both on our online location and then in person. But I tell you what, if you want one of these things, get it here and get it early.
Be there at 7:30.
yeah, I would definitely... You know, funny story, Chauncey. We've got some great mm-hmm. anglers that love to come to this, and we see the same people over and over again. We've got one gentleman, he wanted to get here on time, and he pulled his boat up here, obviously to fish, but he blew a tire last year about 2-3 miles away, and he rimmed that thing all the way here. So it was sparks and all when he pulled him in the parking lot about 6:30 right before the event. The other thing is we've got a local Park Falls PD. They pulled in the parking lot, been the Friday night before a couple years ago. Somebody was camping out in the parking lot so they could get the first spot in line. So we've got some diehard people that attend this event, and it's so great to have all of our anglers come up and connect with everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's something that we can do that not a lot of people can, and you can come visit our home here in Park Falls, little sleepy Park Falls, and come and see us and learn something.
Yeah, and then go fishing in the afternoon. That's my book here. Hey.
Why not?
Are you going to be publicizing the seminar listing on Facebook or on the website?
Yeah, you're going to be able to find it on our Facebook page and then also via Instagram with us as well.
Cool. So people can get that information. Once again, this is Park Falls. It's 5.5 hours from downtown Chicago, everybody. It's not a 3-day trip to northern Wisconsin, okay? 5.5 hours, you're going to be sitting up there, you'll be talking with all these people, you could see Ryan say, hey, we're on Chauncey Show. And but don't be surprised if you see Chauncey kind of hiding in the corner there trying to find one of those nice, you know, rods.
Yeah, why not?
You know, but it's going to be so much fun to go out and be part of this. And it's not just a sale. This is, I think, an important thing, Ryan. It's not just a sale of product. It's a way of a company that is a local company up there known all over the world saying thank you to all of the people who have believed in St. Croix rods for 75 years, right?
Yeah. You know, we get a great chance to talk to a lot of people, and I give, tell you what, people know that I'm a diehard Packer fan, and I've got a lot of friends that visit me at the Schaumburg show just to give me a hard time about being a Packer fan. But yeah, we've been here for 75 years. We've got plans for the next 75. And, you know, we're still the same company. Mm-hmm. We're growing in leaps and bounds, and we're still turning out new product. But all in all, it still boils down to a group of people that are anglers building rods for anglers.
Cool. Ryan, thanks so much for coming on. And once again, what is the date of this great event?
June 17th,
the day before Father's Day, so no excuses, everybody. Still come up and have some fun. You can be back home that night. And let's get out there and enjoy your day up in the North Woods of Wisconsin, in Park Falls, Wisconsin, right there at St. Croix Rods. Okay? Sound good to you?
Sounds good.
All right, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Come celebrate St. Croix's 75th anniversary on June 17th with their Customer Appreciation Day at the factory in Park Falls, Wisconsin. You can come in person or be online and be part of the biggest event for those who love to fish. From in-person and live stream seminars about electronics, drop shotting, Great Lakes smallmouth fishing, and how to catch more panfish and muskie, from advice from the Fishing Hall of Famers, top guides, and pro staff, they will also be giving away 75 premier spinning rods only that day online and in person, plus hourly giveaways from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and more. For more information, go to stcroixrods.com, and I'll see you there. Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford, but don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This is another super deal from Waterworks Marine. They are offering up to $5,000 rebates on select models of Lund boats and up to $4,500 on select models of Low boats. This offer is only good till June 30th. Waterworks Marine wants to get you on the water with their fun certified boats that they sell right there at Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. When you go out there, stop and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish. Can't catch fish.
No, 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 no. No, no, no.
You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no.
I got a little story about it.
Hi, this is Skeet Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Big fish contest, it's $1,000 cash for the biggest and the best, but I told them, guy, you're making a mistake. You don't stand a chance catching fish on the slate, because, hey, you can pray you want to wish. But let me tell you something, guy, you can't fish. I told you there, guy. Can't catch fish. What do you think you're doing? Can't catch fish. For crying.
Well, good morning back, everybody. This is Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors that you're listening to, and, you know, today we're talking a lot about the St. Croix Customer Appreciation Day on the 17th of June, which is a big, big day in Park Falls, Wisconsin. But it's really a big day throughout the Midwest because so many people come for their sales, but come to listen to the speakers. And they don't just have speakers. They have really good speakers. And as a matter of fact, with me on the phone right now is a gentleman who... I want St. Croix to build a marquee in front of their office now. We have James Linder on. James, how are you?
Excellent, excellent. Things are starting to warm up in this neck of the woods. It's been sort of a tough spring, but we finally got rid of the ice, and things are looking great.
I understand snow left 2 weeks ago.
Unfortunately, you're right. Actually, probably in the northern part of the state, there's probably still snow on the ground. I'm serious.
Oh, yeah. Well, everyone, you know, you've heard the name Jim Linder, from James Linder, from watching him on television, watching him on the net, watching, you know, the magazine, watching this. I mean, he is everywhere, and his knowledge of fishing is, I mean, you can't even... level of what it is, but he's going to be doing one of the main seminars right by somewhere between 1 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I think it is, up there at the Customer Appreciation Day for St. Croix Rods. But, you know, James, I mean, what are you going to be trying to talk about so people will be writing frantically or recording on their cell phones, etc.?
Well, Chauncey, you know, one of the real keys to, I'm going to be speaking bass, you know, at this Customer Appreciation Day, they actually have a tremendous number of different speakers. And you have people like Jason Oliphant talking about electronics, Steve Heiting, muskies, Todd Hume, smallmouth bass, Brian Brosdahl, sort of the guru of bluegills. I mean, so there's a lot of fabulous speakers here, and they go in depth on some specific vertical aspect of angling, specifically for a given species of fish. And I'm targeting bass. And the focus of my seminar is going to be associated to broad tactics for bass. And what I mean by that, one of the real keys to catching fish is finding fish. And what that means is you have a number of different presentation tactics. You have vertical presentations, which are very slow bottom bouncing or very finesse tactics to, like, eke out fish in a given area once you know they're there. Then you have these other baits like chatter baits, crank baits, topwater baits, swim jigs, swim baits that are really for finding fish. You know, not only catching fish, but one of the real keys of catching fish is finding them. And what I'm talking about is really more or less high-speed approaches to initially finding fish where they're at in the given lake you're fishing.
Now, that's, you know, exactly what so many people do. They come to a lake and they start pitching the same bait, which you could have a very successful bait. I'm not saying it's a bad bait, but you're pitching a bait that you feel confident in, but you have to find the fish first. And once you find where they're kind of hanging, because they're not alone fish, but largemouth bass like to, I don't want to say they're schooled up, but they like to have company around them. And they stay with the company of the same size. In my mind, they do. I don't know if that's true or not.
But that's an interesting point. Realistically, every time, Chauncey, you put your boat in the water and the viewers put our boats in the water, they have to realize they're following these fish in a seasonal progression. So every day, you know, a lot of people go out and say, well, I always catch them here on June on this bait. These fish don't know anything about June or that point. What they know about one thing, aside from the spawn, is food. And realistically, and you go into these given bodies of water, we're blessed in the North Country to have tremendously large bodies or different lakes, you know, and they actually have a lot of different forage in these lakes. You have perch, you have bluegills, you have bug hatches, you have crayfish, you know, you have shiner minnows, ciscos, tulipes, you know, that are deep water spread out. And what these fish are doing are grazing around, moving around seasonally, wherever the best food is at that given point in time. And that changes you know, even week to week to week that these fish, and that's why these fish are shifting around in the lake, and you as an angler, to be successful, have to be willing to move with the fish. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the real keys, and that's what I'm going to be sort of focusing on. And the interesting thing is this is applicable to not only, you know, and I'm going to be speaking about bass, but this is applicable to bluegills.
Yeah.
This is applicable to walleyes, panfish, this is mm-hmm. the exact same thing. And so many different anglers like to go out and, you know, fish right off the get-go. And my thinking is a little bit different than that. It's utilization. Today, we actually have fabulous tools to speed the fish-finding process with the electronics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have 2D sonar, you have down imaging, side imaging, even now forward-facing sonar. And so today as a whole, I think anglers are a lot more successful on the water, really based on the quality of the equipment, you know, and then it boils down to the mechanical side, which is the rod, reels, and line.
Yeah.
You know,
You know, 50 years ago, I took a class, a marine biology class, with a gentleman that went to work for Jacques Cousteau. Whoa.
Okay.
I'm like, whoa. And we're talking about why I was taking this class. And I told him, I said, I want to know why the fish are doing what they're doing, why they're doing, so I can catch them. And he said, well, it's a pretty honest guy. And he said, remember, there's three things that a fish want to do in life. They want to eat. They want to make babies. And they want to be safe. And he says, all you have to do is figure out one of those three spots, as you said, locate them, and you'll catch them.
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. It really is. And the other thing that's really true too, that not unlike any different animal on the planet, they're not feeding super aggressively all the time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times there's these, you know, seasonal windows and time frames, you know, throughout the summer months that they might feed really heavily at a given portion of time during the day. So ultimately, whatever presentation you're throwing would determine how many fish you catch. Believe it or not, it's very, very easy to fish through a lot of fish and not catch them.
Mm, okay.
And the interesting thing is how you could change your presentation. I could fish through this 100-acre or 100-yard area and not catch anything, then all of a sudden change my presentation, fish back through there, and catch a lot of them. Just because of where the bait is moving in the water column, mm-hmm. the depth, size, and speed of the bait is the really critical element of being successful.
Yeah, you caught their attention, and they're opportunistic feeders. They're going to eat, even if they got a fish sticking out of their mouth that they haven't swallowed yet. They'll hit another bait.
I've seen that before. I just came back from the Sturgeon Bay Open, actually, up in Wisconsin, which is a big bass tournament up mm-hmm. there, and all these fish out there is pre-spawn, so the fish are just coming in, and you're coming in these smallmouth bass. They look like suitcases. I think the first day of the event, 7 7-pounders were caught.
Oh, my God.
It goes to show you. I mean, it's just amazing on the quality of mm-hmm. a lot of our fisheries, where the smallmouth bass in our region up here, for some reason, are doing extraordinarily well. I mean, it's lakes across the whole north country, I mean, where a lot of state records are being broken. I mean, big state records, 8, 9, 9-pound smallmouth bass. And, you know, years ago, it was like a 4-pounder was a really big smallmouth bass. Today, it's like, you know, it's quite common to catch 5, 6s, and even 7-pounders, which is sort of intriguing, you know.
If anyone's ever caught a smallmouth bass that's been in the 2-pound class, 1-pound class, when you hit they fight so different than a big largemouth bass. Because when you got a small smallmouth, you think you got a big largemouth.
So
if you can visualize an 8-pound smallmouth with an attitude, shoulder pads, and being ornery, hitting your bait, you're going to think you got a salmon on.
Yeah, no, I know. They're tough customers. They mm-hmm. really are. They're one of our favorite fish species, I know, amongst our boys here. They're like good Labradors. They're really fun. Actually, Al and I have been on ever since ice out, on a real hiatus of smallmouth bass, early season smallmouth bass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's like a drug to go smallmouth bass.
It really is. I know, and that's what Al says. No, we got to go catch walleye now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I mean, it sounds like your seminar is going to be covering something different than many of the other seminars. That's the one thing about Customer Appreciation Day up there at St. Croix, is that they've got food, they've got drinks, coffee and stuff like that, soda water. But I mean, you could sit in that seminar area and just keep absorbing from speaker to speaker to speaker.
Speaker to speaker. Not only that, Chauncey, what's really nice, a lot of you guys bring their, like, I'll bring my boat, and then post doing the interview or doing the seminars, which I'll do a PowerPoint online or a PowerPoint presentation live. And then there's also an online component.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you can do it from afar. And then not only that, you definitely want to go register online right now because they're giving away 75 premier rods.
Oh.
So you can go online and register as we speak for one of these rods.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sitting there going, Jesus,
Not only that. See, these guys are all of these guys have their boats there, so you can have one on one with a lot of the pro staff that are spread out on the ground. So you can go get right in their boats and whatever species of fish you're interested in, and go into more details talking about whatever lakes and your interests are.
Well, and that's
a great event. It's really intriguing in the fact that how far I've been to the St. Croix Customer Appreciation the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
In how far people travel to come to this event.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
every year, guys from Missouri, Canada, the Dakotas, as far as Ohio. I mean, there's people coming from several states away just to show up for this affair. And they do it every year, which is really intriguing to me.
It's a
really, really fun event with a lot of activities.
Because when it's all over, go fishing up there.
That's right. Yeah, you can just go north, and there's some fabulous lake right there. Actually, you got Shawamigan Bay right now. The smallmouth bass are really biting up there as we speak, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Once again, your seminar, I think, is in the early afternoon, right?
I do two of them. The time frame, I do one at between 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do another one between 11 and noon.
11 and noon. And if anybody wants to watch you on TV, listening to you, how did they get more of James Linder?
You almost have to go online, because people always ask me, what time are we on? And we're on so many different television distribution networks, and then you can find us online through our website. We have obviously a YouTube channel, which you can watch the shows there, and then we're on the Pursuit channel, we're on Outdoor channel, we're on Bally Sports, and on the weekends, or at a number of different times. I mean, we're airing all over. It's not one place, and there's a wide variety of whatever viewing you want to do.
Yeah.
You can find us.
Cool. And then you can also get online with information through the YouTube and all that other stuff, right?
All our social media platforms. There's a lot of different stuff that's going out all the time. That's more seasonally based, or very, very more timely. What's going on right now?
Cool.
Different hot techniques, different strategies. This, that. They're all different species of fish.
Well, Jim, I'm looking forward to seeing you up at Customer Appreciation Day at the Park Falls, Wisconsin, at the St. Croix place. It'll be fun to be there, and we'll talk. And I'm just going to sit back and watch the people ask you questions, because even if you don't have a question, let somebody else ask it, because you probably forgot to ask that question. You'll learn too, right?
Oh, no. The weird thing is actually the questions are actually longer than the whole seminar. We go into a pretty long-winded, which is nice. That's where you can go, and where these guys move off the stage, and some other guy will be speaking on a different topic. We have our boat set out, and other guys that were interested on some specific topic, you can come over and speak to those guys.
Well, James, thanks for coming.
All the different pros.
James, thanks for coming on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I'm sure everybody listening is going to want to come up and learn a little bit more about you, okay?
It was a pleasure, Chauncey. We'll see you out there.
That's right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
come celebrate St. Croix's 75th anniversary on June 17th with their Customer Appreciation Day at the factory in Park Falls, Wisconsin. You can come in person or be online and be part of the biggest event for those who love to fish. From in-person and live stream seminars about electronics, drop shotting, Great Lakes smallmouth fishing, and how to catch more panfish and muskie, from advice from the Fishing Hall of Famers, top guides, and pro staff, they will also be giving away 75 premier spinning rods only that day online and in person, plus hourly giveaways from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and more. For more information, go to stcroixrods.com, and I'll see you there. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford, but don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. This is another super deal from Waterworks Marine. They are offering up to $5,000 rebates on select models of Lund boats and up to $4,500 on select models of Low boats. This offer is only good till June 30th. Waterworks Marine wants to get you on the water with their fun certified boats that they sell right there at Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. When you go out there, stop and tell them Chauncey sent you. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at rendlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
With the hands of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you enjoyed the show and all the neat stuff that's going to be going on at St. Croix. We're going to be up there also to see what how much enjoyment we can have. But let's talk about fishing. Little note from Aiden that's sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Pretty short note, he goes, Papa, I'm at scout camp. I'll talk to you on next week. Papa, I'm at scout camp. I'll talk to you next week. That's okay. And you have to have fun someplace. I didn't know he was going to scout camp. Good thing I listened to my show. I found out what my grandchildren are doing. But really, you know, a lot of the water here in many areas is getting warm. We need more rain. So you're going to see a lot of thick mats growing. You want to use topwater baits over them. Geneva and Delavan, work some of the shorelines yet for bass. They're still catching some nice bass in those locations, but they're also picking up a lot of other fish on the chain of lakes in Illinois. Everybody's done spawning. They just moved to deeper water, as a lot of other lakes have. Whether you're fishing in Wren Lake or Shelbyville or, you know, Clinton, they just moved to a little bit deep water and down. They're not going to be real deep, because you don't want to, the water, the oxygen level stratify, but you want to be, they've moved to deeper water or just over deeper water, and that's a big, big concern. Hey, if you're going to be camping or doing anything, whether it's in Wisconsin, Michigan, anywhere in the Midwest or across the country, things are really dry. Double check with your, you know, whatever you're camping, if there's a fire ban, a campfire ban. A lot of places are doing that right now. And if there is, then just sit around the lantern and have a good time. But please be careful and always have plenty of water in your campsite in case there's a problem, because we are dry and we do need some rain. Got that. Here the flute playing, so that must mean we're coming to the end of the show. And as always, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from Cecilia Mitchell from the Mohawk Nation. She says, "We are connected to the moon that gives us power, a connection to the earth and the moon that men don't know about. So we are connected to the moon that gives us power, a connection to the earth and the moon that men don't know about." It's very true. Hey, please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch, and everything else. We're buying it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week from up in Park Falls, Wisconsin, with Chauncey's Great Outdoors.